Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Working Scientist, a Nature Careers podcast. I'm Julie Gould. This is the second episode in a series about female scientists in Latin America. In the previous episode, we heard from Monica Stein, the Vice Rector for Research, Partnership and Collaboration at the University del Valle, Guatemala, based in Guatemala City, about the infrastructure, or lack thereof, to support female scientists in Latin America. One of the barriers that she mentioned was that there is little or no encouragement for women to do STEM, science, technology, engineering or math subjects, at a school level.
If you want to do science, you have to start inspiring people and demonstrating to people that that's achievable from a very young age. In general, many Latin American countries have trouble inspiring vocations in science and technology because math is an issue. And that is very disparate between men and women in Latin America and in the entire world. So there's cultural norms and perceptions.
When Carolina Brito started out at university, she's now a physics professor at the Federal University of Rio Grande do Sul in Brazil, she realized that she was one of few women in her cohort.
As a woman, of course, I knew when I was young that there was few women in physics. But for me, it was not a problem. It was just a fact, you know. And then when I started reading the statistics and I started seeing that the women was losing position along the career, and that was quite universal. I said, there is a problem here. You know, it's not because women, not that every single woman on earth don't want to succeed.
So about 10 years ago, Carolina started working with a colleague on a project called Girls in Science, or Meninas en Ciencia. Sorry if I butchered that.
And the idea at the beginning was to attract a woman to do STEM fields, let's say engineering, physics, chemistry, or computational, computation, informatics. And to do that, what we do several actions. We bring girls into the university. You know, we bring them to several meetings, and they go there to visit the labs, to talk to women. And this is an action that is quite interesting because we realize that. And again, the problem, the social economic problem in Brazil is quite strong because when you do that, there are several girls who have never met someone who have been to university. So many of them, they don't know that there is a public university in which they could enter. So you see that it's beyond the gender problem.
They also go out into the public schools to show experiments and experiences where current students and professors from STEM subjects share their stories with the young students.
In order to create a model, you know, to make women know that it's possible to follow such or such career.
And although it's hard to measure impact directly,
we are now starting seeing that we can make some difference with in small group of girls. That's what we believe now. For example, last year we brought the girls to the university, and now we have two girls who decided to do physics because of that.
One of those girls is Jessica German. Jessica is 19 and is about to start her undergraduate physics degree. Her fascination with physics started during the COVID-19 pandemic, when she was in lockdown. She started watching science YouTube videos to get a better understanding of what was happening with the virus. But it was the physics and astronomy videos that really caught her attention.
That was the beginning for me in science.
It wasn't until she was asked by her Portuguese literature teacher to write an essay about anything she wanted.
I started to think the subjects we studied on that year at physics class. And I had an interest in particle physics, so I wrote an article about it. And later, the professor, my literature professor, she talked to me and emailed me and said that I should try to publish the article. So I talked to my physics professor and we rewrote the article and we tried to publish it, but we couldn't finish because of pandemic and everything, and the school calendar was all messed up. But during this process, I learned that I really like to study and to write about what I'm studying, and I really like physics. I figured that I just wanted to do it, the same thing I was doing for the rest of my life.
Jessica was lucky to have such support at a school level from her teachers. As we heard from Monica Stein and Carolina Brito, this isn't universally available, which is why Carolina started the Girls in Science program. And Jessica took part of this program. She found the Girls in Science via social media and applied to participate.
It was an event to visit the federal university from our state, Rio Grande do Sul. The program consisted of 5 meetings at the university, where I and the other participants, all participants were girls about the same age and the same school year, we could meet the Exact and Earth Science Institutes, and we met several women working in the fields, such as professors, researchers, and also other students.
And what was it? What was it like to see and meet all of those people at the university?
This was a great opportunity for me to learn more about the careers in science and got to meet other girls who shared the same goal as me. More individually, it was an important experience to discover what the future would hold for me if I decided to pursue a career in science.
So what did you learn? What does the future hold for you?
I can be a lot of things being a girl in science. I could be a math teacher or a math researcher or a physician who works in a particle quantum physics field or anything, I think. I was really inspired by the people I met there.
Jessica took the opportunity to speak with current students and professors to really figure out what she wanted to do, because she did have some doubts.
Will I have support if I choose to pursue a career in science? Because I know structurally, mostly in Brazil, that women are not very supported. And also if I wanted to be a teacher, professor, or a researcher. So I think what was more important was they could see many examples of successful women in science at this university. And I also experienced a little bit of the welcoming community of students, girls, students in the university. So this inspired me and made me feel that I belonged that place too, because it's something very hard for women, I think, to feel that we belong these places.
After the course, Jessica took some time to reflect on what she learned.
And I came to the conclusion that, okay, this is going to be hard. This is going to be a challenge, but also I think it's going to be great and a great experience. And seeing so many examples of women in this career that are acquiring some things and great things, I think it's made me feel like I also can do it.
So although Carolina Brito is excited that Jessica and the other student are starting their career in physics this year, when she looks further into the future, she finds it hard to see a clear path for women to become more visible in science in Latin America.
I'm positive in one sense, in the sense that I see, and it's very clear, that the new generation, they are much more feminist. They understand much more their place, in the sense that they know that women, they can do whatever they want. However, deeply in the society, I don't know how much it's going to change, because I don't know how much of this conscious will transform the society, in the sense that how much they will make an action to transform. But from the other side, which is quite worrying, is that we elected a fascist guy in the last election, which was Bolsonaro, and we have the guy for 4 years in the power. I have mixed feelings about that. From one side, I'm optimist. From the other side, I'm scary with what's going to be the future of Brazil. But I cannot make any clear prediction for the moment to see if it's going to be better or not. I'm just observing that people are getting more conscious about these minority issues, which is quite nice.
Political instability has an impact on a lot of science in the region, not just the female ones. But in the next episode, we'll hear from two young paleontologists who are really feeling the pressure. Thank you to Carolina Brito and Jessica German for sharing their stories with us. And thank you to you for listening. I'm Julie Gould.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.